of a sudden he had a problem.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This bill was never shown to me even once, Musk spat back as he rebutted his former boss in real time with a flurry of posts on his social media site, X. Bankrupting America is not okay, he wrote. Kill the bill.
It goes to very special people.
The very public falling out comes just 6 days after Trump handed Musk a key to the White House and 4 months after the two declared their bond unbreakable.
The Boulder firebombing suspect appears in state court. No plea entered, just the setting of a preliminary hearing for July 15th. 15 people were hurt last Sunday. Boulder County DA Michael Dougherty says there are 118 total charges against Mohamed Soleiman, including many state charges for attempted first-degree murder.
Making sure he remains in the country is a top priority so that he can be fully prosecuted and held fully responsible. And I know the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Boulder Police Department, not to speak for them, but I think we're all equally committed to that goal.
Soleiman appears in federal court tomorrow. The U.S. Supreme Court rules unanimously that a law which allowed Mexico to sue U.S. gun makers for the violence in Mexico is invalid. CBS legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is not a Second Amendment decision. Of course, it deals with gun manufacturers, but this is really a question of whether or not under this federal law, you could have liability for U.S. gun manufacturers.
A judge temporarily blocks the Trump ban on foreign students at Harvard University. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says they're scrapping a traveler surveillance program in place since the Obama administration.
I'm announcing that TSA is ending the Quiet Skies program, which involved having a federal agent follow U.S. citizens as they traveled by air.
Secretary Noem claims the program was used to target political opponents. Bad news for a privately funded robotic moon lander from Japan. CBS's Peter King.
iSpace Corporation's CEO says its resilience moon lander likely crashed as it attempted a soft landing. He says mission controllers lost contact about 2 minutes before it was due to touch down, some 6 months after it was launched from Florida. This was iSpace's second try at a soft landing on the moon. Its first attempt was 2 years ago.
Jurors have started deliberating in Harvey Weinstein's New York sex crimes retrial. He has pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of a criminal sex act and 1 count of rape. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Procter & Gamble will cut up to 7,000 jobs, or approximately 6% of its global workforce, over the next 2 years, as the maker of Tide and Pampers implements a restructuring program amid higher costs. An escaped zebra in Tennessee has become a viral sensation.
Ed the zebra jumped over his owner's fence in Rutherford County outside of Nashville Saturday night. He's been spotted roaming through neighborhoods. Horse trainer Mandy Motz is taking care of Ed's female companion.
If I was a zebra, I would find a big tract of land where there ain't a whole lot going on, and I would just chill.
AI-generated memes of Ed in bars and on carnival rides have flooded social media.
I think it's pretty cool.
Professional trackers have been brought in to find Ed.
I think it's going to take somebody quiet and methodical, somebody with a dark gun.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A salvage team is expected to arrive early next week at the scene of a cargo ship that was carrying thousands of vehicles to Mexico when it caught fire in the waters off Alaska. The 22-person crew was rescued, no injuries. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light north winds for the overnight as temperatures drop into mid-50s at daybreak. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, light northeast winds, highs in the upper 60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy skies and mid-60s, currently 62 degrees.
WRJN.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. kids, cuckoo, ca-choo. This is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine. And I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help me run.
Just a goodbye. Teach
children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Them with your youth, they seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Ah! For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Does the hanky panky? My baby does the hanky panky. saw her walking on down the line. Yeah, you know I saw her. Baby does a hanky panky.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sail in New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. For those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died.
after 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head I heard someone ask him, please, Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arm. There you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl, do you
sing. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouthwatering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Got us on a mountaintop. It's burning like a silver flame.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The relationship between President Trump and Elon Musk has broken down in dramatic and public fashion. The president is threatening to cancel Musk's government contracts, and Musk claims Trump could not have won the presidency without him. CBS's Nancy Cortes takes it from there.
This fight has now gone galactic, with President Trump threatening to yank billions in government contracts from the Elon Musk company SpaceX, and Musk is saying that in response, he's going to decommission the Dragon spacecraft, which is used to transport astronauts to the International Space Station.
The break between the two began to go public when Musk started to criticize the Republican tax and spending bill. President Trump did have some good words to say about Chinese leader Xi Jinping after they had a conversation about trade.
President Trump says the U.S. and China are in what he called very good shape.
We have a deal with China, as you know, but we were straightening out some of the points having to do mostly with rare earth.
Trump described the conversation as a very good talk.
It's very complex stuff, and we straighten it out.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will lead upcoming trade talks in hopes of breaking an impasse over tariffs that has stalled an agreement for weeks. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
A unanimous Supreme Court made it easier to bring lawsuits over so-called reverse discrimination. The justices sided with an Ohio woman who wanted to sue because she claimed she didn't get a job and was demoted because she's straight. CBS News Chief Legal Correspondent Jan Crawford.
Now, lower courts